Hi, MenoNodes. This is probably my favorite photo I've ever taken. It was during a thunderstorm last summer with an amazing purple sky, looking out from our balcony. In the center of the shot is the cross from the top of the Lutheran church right beside our apartment building. I'm not particularly artistic, but I couldn't help but see some meaning here in the way this photo turned out, a message that seems particularly strong during Lent. We have this incredibly violent backdrop. Lent is a time when we are particularly aware of the suffering in the world, much like Jesus suffered in the days leading up to his death. But then, in the middle of this photo is a cross. On one hand, the cross is the ultimate symbol of suffering. It's an execution device, and an especially brutal one. With resurrection coming, though, we know that this cross is also an incredible symbol of hope. And that hope, standing tall in the middle of a storm, is fascinating and vital. Last time I vlogged was about movies and TV. I did not mention the newest Star Wars movie, Rogue One. It's a good movie, but not one of my all-time favorites. One line of the movie really stands out, though. Rebellions are built on hope. This is a valuable reminder, particularly in times that seem like hatred and violence are on the rise. Rebellions need to be keenly aware of the evils against which they are rebelling. We can't dress wounds and pretend they aren't serious, saying there's peace when there isn't, an attitude that Jeremiah 6:14 condemns. We need to stare at that thunderstorm, acknowledge the harm it will cause, and be ready to truly help those who have experienced that harm. We need to be ready to the point of picking up our own cross, as Jesus was. This is one of the reminders of Lent. We can't do it without hope, though. Rebellions don't last long without hope. It makes sense. If you don't have a vision of a better world, the best you can do is dismantle the problems with nothing to replace it. Think of the deaths of important leaders throughout history, like Alexander the Great. When he died, his generals divided up his lands, and then continued to fight each other over them. If there's a vacuum, somebody or something will fill it. The prophets of the Bible seem to get this. There are a few exceptions, but most prophetic texts have both elements together. They call out evil with no reservations. They also help us imagine a better world. Without that imagining, it is so easy to become discouraged and bitter, waging our Twitter fights but not actually knowing how to make the world better. Jesus is the best example, of course. He challenges the powers of the world, political and religious. He points out the ways in which they dehumanize and exploit others for their own benefit. He is unapologetic about it, and it gets him killed. And yet, he also proclaims that the kingdom of God has come, and this kingdom is one of hope. Jesus gives us a vision of a God who loves all, a God who blesses the poor, the meek, the peacemakers, a God who will even die to rescue us from those worldly powers that stop us from reaching that vision. That is a glimmer of hope that can grow like a mustard seed, keeping us going even during the dark and stormy seasons like Lent. So, MenoNodes, for this vlog, I would like to hear what you think about some of the typical themes that come up during Lent.
Hello, Meno Nerds. This is Steve Kimes, and today we're going to talk about fasting from Lent. So, Lent was easily my favorite holiday. I mean, not from the time I grew up, because I didn't grow up in a religious home, and so I didn't know anything about Lent. But once I found out about Lent as a follower of Jesus, I was very excited about it. It meant that I would have an opportunity to share in the sacrifice of Jesus, if only in a small way, making an offering of my life that reflects my love of Jesus. I would spend time in prayer, in silence, and in singing, and then I would, of course, make a sacrifice of some sort. I don't even remember what some of the ones were. I guess later on, as I was doing it, I did cut back on Facebook and stuff like that, some of the social media fast that people are doing now, I did as well. But back years ago, a pastor friend of mine reflected that I didn't need to make a special dedication for Lent. He says, your entire life is a Lenten sacrifice, so why are you adding to it? And by that, he was meaning that the fact that I had given up my job. I was working with the homeless full-time for no pay. I had given up my housing and the housing for my family. I had actually surrendered 4 months for being with my family. I lived in rice and beans and soup kitchens so that way we could save money. So, I mean, it's true. I really did. I kind of was giving up a lot. And he was basically saying, why throw something else on top of it? This is just silly. But the fact is that I still had energy and drive, and I really wanted to give it all to Jesus. And so a Lenten sacrifice was part of my joy and my worship. And so I was happy to do that. It was an easy thing for me. Why shouldn't I do it? Because it was an act of worship to the God whom I love, the one who died for me. Why shouldn't I do that? At this point now, 20 years later, my life looks very different. And honestly, I'm very exhausted, and I have no energy to add anything else. I'm honestly worn to the core. I am being forced to change my lifestyle and my diet in order to be able to obtain more energy, not to give more of what I've got. This last year, I have to say, I mean, I pushed really hard this last year. It was a great year, but I poured out the final drop of what I had in order to save the lives. And I just feel at this point, honestly, it feels like, well, there was no point. There was no use for me doing that. I'd lost some of the respect that I had earned. People were telling lies about me. It just wasn't good. All right. At this point, I would say that this last year, the whole year, had been my Lenten sacrifice. And right now, I don't feel like I have anything else to give. And so I'm saying that I'm kind of fasting from Lent, and I would say, yeah, that's what I'm doing. But I didn't do Lent last year either. But once again, it's kind of a, I think that that right now, it's okay for me to take a break from sacrificing and trying to feel some of that joy that I had a long time ago. I have to admit, I feel a little guilt about not participating in Lent and about focusing on my own survival, about not continuing to have diabetes and high cholesterol and all of that metabolic syndrome. But honestly, I don't see anything else that I can do. And I feel like right now the Lord is telling me to rest, to take a break. And so there's no reason for me to add on a burden of a fast that isn't necessary at this point. Once again, I'm only speaking from my perspective. I'm not speaking for everybody else. But maybe there's others out there and you're saying, yeah, you know, I really want to do Lent, but it just feels like maybe this isn't the year. And I think that's okay. That's all right. Okay, well, this is Steve Kimes and I'm signing out. Thanks.
Hey, Mennoners, this is Deborah, and today I'm going to continue on the conversation about Lent. So Steve kind of started us off by talking about Lent, and he asked specifically if we were doing anything special for Lent, if we were giving anything up, and he shared a little story of his of how he is taking Lent off, sort of a mini vacation or a Lent from Lent, if you will. So for the past 2 years, I actually haven't been giving up anything for Lent, but instead I've been part of a really great community out of the UK called 40Acts. And this is an online community for activists, basically. And the really cool thing about it is that not only Christians are participating, but people from many different walks of life, stages, even religions. And it's a great evangelistic opportunity, great outreach opportunity. We have churches involved, we have schools involved, we have individual families involved. And it's just great, like all over the world, people from the UK, people from Canada, people from the United States, people from Australia, everywhere. And what we do with 40Acts is that every day we are emailed a short devotional piece written by a different activist, and they could be many different types of activists. You know, some are parents, some are people who work in a prison ministry, some are people who work with children, youth, young adults. And you read it, and it sort of talks about whatever the theme is. And then they have three options. So there's the green option, the yellow option, and the red option. So the green option is the easiest option. The yellow option takes a little bit more time, and the red option is usually more costly in terms of time, effort, or money. And I think this is just a really great way to get into the Lenten spirit and to be able to share our love with other people. So we have different acts every year. Some examples would be writing to prisoners or writing a thank you card to your pastor or giving Gilno chocolate in the middle of the street. So I definitely would recommend that you look it up. #40X. And even though Lent is almost over for this year, but it's a recurring thing, so you might want to consider it for next year as well. Thank you, and enjoy your Lenten season, and happy Easter.
Hey everyone, this is Paul Walker. If you like what you just heard, be sure to check out more of what we have to offer at menonerds.com. It's the hub for all things Menonerds. From there, you can learn more about these podcasts, syndicated blogs from people all over the world, books authored by some of our members, and a host of other exciting free resources for you and your church. Now, there's one last thing. What we do costs a bit of money, and we're always doing it on a volunteer basis. We have people that are committed to making this happen, but we could use more people. If you like what we do, please consider donating monthly. We have two options. You can either do a monthly donation through Patreon, or you can give a one-time donation at any time through PayPal. We love the work we do, but we do need your help to keep it going and to expand into new territory. If you would like to donate, check out menonerds.com/donate. Thanks for listening, and as always, have a great day.